The following is a Network Newswire audio production. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Network Newswire uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce private and public companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Network Newswire's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview features a client of Network Newswire. Network Newswire may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you, and here today as your host is Stuart Smith.
Welcome back, everybody, to another online business briefing where we shine a spotlight on some of the smartest and freshest plays here in the small and microcap markets. Today, we're joined by Greencraft Incorporated. The company's traded on the OTCQB exchange under the ticker symbol GKIT. And today, we're lucky enough to be joined by the Chief Financial Officer for the company, Sosi Bardakjian. Sosi, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for taking the time to call in. Speak to your company's shareholders as well as our listeners. And for the listeners who don't know who Greencraft Incorporated is yet, let's go over the business model and the market that you operate in first. Go ahead, Sosi.
Sure. We're a company based in California. We are a small volume manufacturer of alternative fuel cab forward trucks from class 4 to 7. And we have total of 18 different models with the three different fuels that we're offering: CNG, propane, and gasoline. And we have been doing that since 2008.
Well, and recently the market has really had a dramatic increase in the demand, and we know that we need clean energy in all forms, whether it's the trucks we use or the factories that we create the trucks in. So talk to me a little bit about what you've seen in this market that you're operating in.
Sure. In the market, we've seen that the industry is going more towards alternative fuel, whether it be a natural gas, propane, and electric. A lot of OEMs have a lot of electric projects that they're working on for their passenger vehicles and even trucks. So the trucks can be used, you know, in the cities, and not too many long-haul trucks can go with electric, for example, but natural gas and propane are readily available for the consumers to use.
So now, what does this mean for Greencraft Incorporated? I'm assuming you're seeing an increase in the demand for your products.
Correct. We are seeing a demand for our trucks. We have several different classes, and we have, you know, three different fuels that we can offer. So we actually have 18 different models that fleets can choose from.
18 different models, and that's class 4, 5, 6, and 7, it says here. And it's important to also note, using that ticker symbol, you can find recent news, GKIT. This is a profitable and revenue-generating publicly traded company. We don't talk to those every day here. Let's take a look at the company's website, www.greencraftinc.com. That's Greencraft Inc. .com. Well, Sosi, you're the CFO of the company. Let's talk a little bit about you and your background, and also learn a little bit more about George, the CEO of Greencraft. Go ahead, Sosi.
Sure. I've been with Greencraft since 2008. And previously, I was with other automotive companies working with George, the CEO. He's been in the automotive industry for 30 years with engineering, testing, design, and a lot of projects with major OEMs. And in 2008, we established Greencraft to offer alternative fuel vehicles to the industry, and with many different options.
Excellent. Well, let's look back on the year 2017 so far. We're here wrapping up the month of September. So as you look back at the calendar year 2017, what do you see as some of the milestones for the company that you've achieved so far?
So we are working on expanding our assembly plant in Santa Ana, California, and we have gotten a lot of orders for our trucks, and we're currently signing up new dealers to offer our trucks in different states. And we've also seen a lot of incentives being available for the trucks and alternative fuel. We also this year received certification for our 8.0 liter that runs on natural gas, propane, or gasoline. And the major thing about that is that the 8 liter that we offer has low NOx, which is the optional low NOx, and it's near zero emissions. And this is a major, major thing in the industry, and we can use it in our trucks, and we can use it in different applications, and it is a very clean alternative to diesel.
Listeners, once again, we're speaking with Sosi Bardakjian. She's the CFO of GreenCraft Incorporated, ticker symbol GKIT. Hey, this is a company that's good for the environment, a green company that maybe you can earn some green on by doing your due diligence, looking into this company as an investment for your portfolio. Sosi, if you would, looking at the remainder of 2017 and even into Q1 2018, what are some of the goals the company will be working on?
So our goal is to expand and to provide trucks to the fleet owners and operators and cities and municipalities, and also sign up more dealers so that we can grow and, you know, expand in the market.
Well, I'll tell you what, listeners, if you look at a recent press release that came out over the summer in July, GKIT controls nearly all the market share in the clean energy truck market, as they are currently the only manufacturer offering trucks that run on both clean energy, CNG, compressed natural gas, and LPG, propane gas. And you just heard about the low NOx and the almost no emissions. So again, good for the environment. So, Sosi, as I just pointed out, with you controlling so much of the market share, what cities are you currently in?
Our headquarters is in Santa Ana. However, we have several cities who use our trucks, and we have new cities who would like to use our trucks because we offer alternative fuel. And a lot of these cities and municipalities have their own natural gas station, or they have a way of getting propane set up. So a lot of cities and the new bids that come out fit our products because we are the only ones in the classes we offer for alternative fuel.
So right now you're focused on the Southern California, that's Santa Ana, California, Southern California markets. Is there any expansion towards the East Coast going on, or is that a goal for the company in the upcoming quarters?
Yes, we have dealers that we're signing up in the different states and on the East Coast, and they're working with their cities in their area to offer our trucks as well.
Well, listeners, keep an eye on that press wire to find out what new cities are signing up. GKIT is that ticker symbol. Well, Sosi, thank you so much for your time, your insight, your candor, and the answers to all of our questions so far so that we can take a closer look at GreenCraft Incorporated. We appreciate your time. We look forward to great things from you and your company here in 2017 and beyond. Thanks, Sosi.
Thank you very much.
All right, for Sosi Bardakjian, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio interview is an original broadcast provided by Network Newswire, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company delivering a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and enhanced news release services. Network Newswire may receive payments for corporate communications relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its clients. You should assume that officers and directors of Network Newswire or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade these securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, nor should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by Network Newswire does not purport to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from the featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by Network Newswire as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at networknewswire.com.